Another wonderful truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is that it transforms our lives. I want us to look at Romans chapter 6. There's three aspects of this chapter, or this section of the chapter. We see the truth proclaimed, the doctrine. Then there's a call to consider it or ponder it, to consider it true. And then there's a call to take action based upon this truth. So starting in verse 4, it says, "Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God." So if we were to boil all of that down into a very short statement, it's this: when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, your old man is crucified alongside with Christ and buried, put out of the way, and you are then given new life in Christ, raised alongside of him to new spiritual life, what we just considered in the last podcast. So what is the consideration? What are we called to do? Verse 11, "Even so consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." So this resurrection, this new spiritual life that we receive because of the life that Christ has by his resurrection, we're to consider this truth and the impact that it's had in our lives, that we are, our old man is crucified, and now we have spiritual life to live to God in Christ Jesus. So what's the action? "And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God." So the resurrection transforms the way we think and live, that instead of living to sin, we live unto righteousness, unto God's glory. So understand this doctrine, consider the truth and its implications, and act out the change in your lives. In short, a good tree produces fruit. An alive tree produces fruit. And so we, as we are alive in Christ, are to be producing good evidence of God's work in our lives. Lastly, it changes our proclamation also. Matthew 18, "But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful." Verse 18, "And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.'" So also we see an aspect of comfort as we obey. But here's some truth that we must grasp. Buddha, he's dead. Muhammad, he's dead. James Smith is dead. All the previous popes are dead. Darwin is dead. But Jesus Christ is alive, our Lord and Savior. Therefore, when Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, he meant it, because he had power over sin and death. The tomb could not hold him. The grave could not contain him. So have you ever been talking with somebody and they ask, "Who gives you the right to share with me your religion?" The living King of glory does. The one who conquered death. The one whom you will answer to someday. So we go because authority has been given to the resurrected King of glory, Jesus Christ. And therefore we tell all the wonderful news that he and his death and resurrection and obedience, his holiness, his righteousness, in him and in these things, eternal life and forgiveness of sin is found. So the resurrection changes our thinking and changes our actions. We live unto God's glory now, but also we are called, because of his resurrection and the authority given to him, to proclaim the good news abroad to all who will hear.